Over the weekend, we all witnessed an unprecedented outpouring of democracy, political passion, and the solidarity of women determined to be heard.
We are the people!
We are the people!
Mighty, mighty people!
Mighty, mighty people!
We want justice!
We want justice!
And liberation!
And liberation!
We've seen through the course of history, nothing is done when you sit back and be silent, so I think this is just the great opportunity to take this time and say that we have voices and we're not happy with how things are going.
And we're here to empower all people, women.
The ability to control your body and control your life is the most basic definition of freedom that I can think of.
All right, so the idea of the Women's March was unity and standing together.
We, all of us together as one.
It's always positive to see people come together and doing the right thing. And if we continue to do it over and over again in our everyday lives, it'll definitely make a difference.
So my sign says, I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things that I cannot accept.
I'm a supporter of love, and I pray that Trump has a successful presidency for all of us.
They feel like they're doing something, and when they click like on a post on Facebook and it does nothing. So I think people are seeing that they really need to do more than that.
They're welcome to come back here again next month, the month after, because this is just the first step.
That's why we keep coming, and that's why we keep trying to do stuff to open up people's eyes.
Well, I hope we send a message to the White House that we are power in numbers. We are great in numbers, and they need to listen to what we have to say.
You know, burn the bra, all that kind of stuff. And now we're back doing the same thing, right? I did it in my 20s, now I'm doing it in my 60s.
Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God, that we may all be one. And that's just my hope, that we may all be one and move in a positive direction.
People sticking together, sticking up for one another, just in a bigger way. And if you go from the smaller places, it'll make a big difference. It could spread to the country, the continent, and even the world.
Everywhere we go!
Everywhere we go!
People want to know!
People want to know!
Who we are!
Who we are!
So we tell them!
An estimated 470,000 people attended Saturday's Women's March on Washington, exceeding the initial 200,000 estimate. Across the nation, from D.C. to Chicago and L.A., sister marches brought out over a million protesters. Even here in Oklahoma City, there was a march. The few marchers early on assumed it would be a lonely day with maybe some heckling to deal with. But no, it couldn't have been more different.
Towards the end, before we started marching, someone got up and stood up and said, "We have 12,000 people here." And all of the individuals on stage just tears were in their eyes.
That's a very surprised Ellen Pogue-Miller, who attended the Oklahoma City March with her mother and aunt.
I think everyone was overwhelmed by the amount of support and the amount of people that cared and the amount of people that wanted to be heard.
What does that say about this community and about what people think as perhaps the stereotype of this community?
I mean, I think Oklahoma is known as a red state, so people anticipated low numbers, or maybe people who were disengaged, or people who supported some of the rhetoric that was being said at the national level. And I think what we were there to say is that we are a red state, and we hear that rhetoric. We hear people who are not inclusive, people who don't want to invest in education, who aren't willing to invest in healthcare. And we don't want that to move to a national stage. And so we're here as Oklahomans who understand that we need to invest in our communities, and we want to do it at the local, state, and federal level.
Are there bubbles here that are equal to the bubbles in New York and L.A. and Chicago?
I think it's critical to get outside of your bubbles, and I think we're all guilty of it. The neighborhood I live in probably voted more on a Democratic leaning than the majority of the state. The whole state of Oklahoma went to Trump. So we were as red as you can
overwhelmingly.
Get. Overwhelmingly. Yeah. But we do find pockets, and we're all guilty of kind of isolating ourselves within those communities. In Oklahoma, our divide really does come down a lot of times to a rural and urban divide, and that actually can cross red and blue. I mean, you can have a rural legislator who's in a blue district but votes with other rural legislators because the issues in rural Oklahoma are different than the issues in urban Oklahoma City and Tulsa. I grew up in a rural town in Paris, Texas. We're about 25,000, and we're right on the Oklahoma border. And so I generally understand where kind of the mentality of a rural community fits in. The schools and the neighborhoods and the industry in some of those communities they've lost a ton in those communities. And you drive through in that main street, there's one or two stores or one restaurant, and it is heartbreaking. And you want those communities to have something to increase their populations.
What's the biggest concern for you and your family?
I focus really kind of three main issues for us. Climate change is a big issue, education and healthcare. Science is incredibly important to my family. And we worry sometimes that the individuals at our state and at our federal level aren't looking at science with an open mind.
Do you think the 12,000 that showed up in Oklahoma City could wave back at Gloria Steinem on the stage in Washington and say, "Hey, we're here too"?
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, we're here. We are excited. We want change too, and we're speaking the same language. And there's so many issues that could be more bipartisan. And I feel like the rhetoric sometimes, it's either you're with us or against us. And I think it's important that we are more inclusive. There were 12,000 people there that had signs that were from issues at the state, local, and federal level, issues about immigration, issues about healthcare, about issues about climate change and science and all of these different issues that even some of the signs you may not agree with their policy, but people wanted to be heard. And people at the march, the biggest takeaway was like, don't let this be your last step. Stay engaged with the community and make sure that you are a voice and that you're speaking up. We can't be silenced.
Oklahoma City resident Ellen Pogemiller works for a local nonprofit and attended the Oklahoma City March on Saturday.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Curious.com, committed to helping people build their CQ or Curious quotient through the game of lifelong learning. Curious, where people can learn something new every day at Curious.com/PRI.